You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
The Beach Boys are your artist of the day. Come on, Kansas City, let's see if we can't lose a license today. The station's been on the air for 90 years. I'm kidding.
Aren't we overdue to lose the license? 90 years.
You know, this is Kansas City's oldest radio station.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I say let's lose a license. I'm kidding! Before anybody gets all serious, I think Scott was threatening to lose a license this afternoon, Mr. First. No, he wasn't. He was kidding. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Festivus Friday. We made it. Whew. I have a major Kansas City concert announcement. This was just announced, by the way, on Rolling Stone. Ladies who grew up as teenagers in the 1990s.
Yes.
Prepare yourself.
Oh.
This band is back, and they will be in Kansas City in 2019. Are you ready?
Sure.
I knew it!
You have said and done. Feels like it's deep within me.
Rod, we are front row. I buy, and now that I'm sober, I drive.
Have fun.
No.
Who you from?
Jam.
It kind of is.
The Backstreet Boys are coming to Kansas City. Just announced their big tour. They will be in Kansas City on September 7th of 2019 at the Sprint Center.
Why?
Tell me more.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Because Backstreet's back, all right?
Yes, you love me.
Will, would you like to be my date for the Backstreet Boys?
I mean, that is a jam.
When is it again? September?
September 7th.
Remind me closer to time, but yeah, possibly.
Really?
I would actually go to that show.
Well, yeah, you grew up in the 90s.
I mean, they have a lot of hits. We might need to make them artist of the day.
When?
Wait. Did they have the same, like, rhythm track for every song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way.
Backstreet
Tell
Boys.
Why.
Okay. Wait, you want to play Name the Next Lyric?
I love the Backstreet Boys, and I'm just going to own it. I love them. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me get back into the next verse, okay? And then you play Finish the Lyric.
Fine.
Here we go.
Now I can see that we've fallen apart from the way that it used to be.
Yeah. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me.
No matter the I want you to know that deep down inside of me.
Wow.
You are my fire.
Okay.
You are.
We got it.
I'll keep going, sister.
Wait. I got to find some more.
No, I don't need any more.
No, I got to find a different song. Do you know all their songs?
I'm not ashamed to say that I do.
Like Larger Than Life,
and
you know that song?
And if you're listening and you graduated from high school like around 1992 and you're saying right now, I don't know any of those songs, you are a liar.
Okay. Let's play Finish the Lyric. You ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's from the album Millennium, so I think they were...
I think that's more after I was at KU.
Oh, so you only know the songs when you were in college?
I really only know the big famous ones. But I will
I thought that was a big one.
And I will dance in unison with them like this. Remember this, Will Starrett? It was just a bunch of waving in unison.
It still is.
What about the song Don't Go Breaking My Heart? Do you know that one?
Yeah, I think I probably know that one.
That's a stupid commercial. Hang on just a second.
I am there. I will go if you want to go.
I know. I want to play finish the lyric, though, so hang on. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Am I being too open?
You don't know this song? I thought you said you were a big fan.
Sounds really good. I could rock out to
that's
that all
the new
day
one.
Long. That's the new one.
Yeah.
You got to give me the old
what
Backstreet.
What about Incomplete?
Oh, Incomplete.
Would you know those lyrics?
Yes, I know that song. It might be on my phone as we speak.
I pray for this heart to be unbroken, but without you all I'm going to be incomplete.
All right, morning chorus. Let's go to the next. Here we go, here we go.
I should carry on, but I am swimming.
In an ocean all alone, maybe. Oh, baby. Something about rest.
In an ocean all alone, baby. My baby. It's written on your face.
You still wonder if we made a big mistake.
You still wonder if we made a big mistake.
Will.
I thought we weren't trying to lose the license today.
Oh, my God. How can you not love the song Incomplete? I love that song.
Rod and Will, the offer to have either one of you as my date to that concert's been rescinded and revoked.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible. That is terrible.
Well, you multiply me by about 20,000 other women my age.
All the more reason not to go.
New Balance shoes and belting that out with a glass of wine in their hand.
Oh.
And you are welcome to tag along, sister.
If it's hot in there, then that's very similar to my version of hell.
It will be premenopausal warm.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be phenomenal.
No, no. I mean, that music is... I didn't realize they were so bad.
Oh, it's so good. I love Incomplete. How can you not love that song?
Because it sucks.
Oh, I love it.
It's real easy to hate that song. Right, Rod?
Well, I've developed musical taste in my life, so yeah, I can't stand that crap.
Oh, man, that is terrible.
You know, there was a place in the universe for the boy band. There just was.
Well, there still is. Boy.
Oh, someone just said the Little River Band's in tonight at the Uptown Theater, and I've seen them twice.
Okay.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Huh?
That's a Little River Band song.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Whew, I'm going to regret this show today.
It's probably too late to call in sick.
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling it right now. I'm feeling a little ill.
It's all good. It's all
good. You're right, Tech. This is Rod, this is exactly right. 1307, it's going to be a bunch of drunken Johnson County moms in their super, ooper, duper tight, wow, how did I squeeze myself into these thing jeans?
With yoga pants?
Then there's this text, Dana, I love you so much right now.
It's like the ultimate ladies' night, right?
It kind of is. Where are they performing again?
Sprint Center.
I was going to say, the only thing that could make it more of a dumpster fire for me is if it was at a casino somewhere. Then I'm belting that out and, like, losing $1,000.
I mean, that it is going to be literally a room full of, like, 15,000 people.
That's
going to
be hilarious.
That demonstrates everything that is wrong with Johnson County.
I'm being serious. I take exception to
that. It's going to be a room filled. If you ever needed proof that you hated people from Johnson County, go to the Backstreet Boys concert on September 7th. Mm-hmm.
Parking lot's going to be full of SUVs.
And Mercedes and BMWs.
Bunch of expensive SUVs with stickers that say, my child is an honor student.
Yeah, you all hate on Johnson County all you want, but Johnson County handed you Laura Kelly, and the women of Johnson County did that, so you're welcome. Drop the mic. Stop talking about how much you hate Johnson County.
My son is an Eagle Scout. I'm real proud.
I'm I'm getting a little tired of this drop the mic business. I don't think you should be abusing equipment like that.
Right?
Especially when you're talking about somebody in politics winning an office. Whipty freaking do.
Regardless, it's bad for the pickup on the microphone. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Microphones are expensive.
Anyway, I will not be attending the Backstreet Boys concert. I called Kelly thinking she would be excited. She was less than thrilled. And I have no desire to be in a room filled with 15,000 has-been Johnson County soccer moms.
You know, I will just stop you right there because...
Screaming the lyrics to Incomplete.
First of all, your ex-wife and current girlfriend are both Johnson County moms, so...
Yeah, but her son doesn't play soccer, so she's not a soccer mom.
I've about had it with your broad brush stroking misogyny on a Friday. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
Save it for Monday, it'll be fine. But on a Friday, that's a bridge too far.
So Monday I can make fun of the Backstreet Boy concert, apparently, but today I can't.
She said she'd had enough of your misogyny on a Friday.
That's a good point. Well, I hadn't thought about that. So Thursday? Wednesday? White man in a van? Old white man in a van? Why are you so angry?
I just want this week to be over.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
You've got that look on your face like you've had a bad day. What happened?
No, I'm goofing. I just kind of like, have you had that week where you just don't want to be around people? That's like, I just am done being around people.
Did you take your CBD?
I actually did at lunch today with my girlfriends.
Is it not working?
We all drove our fancy imports and had lunch.
Because I'm being serious. And I know you're kind of being serious with me too. And you're in a polite way or semi-polite way trying to tell me to shut up. But you have that vibe about you like you're in a bad mood or something.
No, I promise you I'm not.
Okay. Nothing bad happened today?
No.
Everything's okay?
No, everything's great. Other than it's snowing and it's freaking November.
Is Jack coming home this weekend?
He is not, but no, everything's good.
Okay, all right.
I promise.
When we get back, he shows up at the polls with a shirt that I wouldn't wear, you wouldn't wear, and he's been fired for it.
Good.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future, but if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, because you want your car fixed right the first time. And that's what they do at Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They've had people come in from Omaha, Columbia. Dana just took her car, or one of her cars, that the kids were in, down to Dale's because they were in a fender bender. When she called me after it was done, she said, it looks brand new. That's what they do at Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their work guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. Great Elton John. You're on Dana and Parks.
Hey, kids, shake the loose together. Spotlight's hitting something that you know to change the weather.
Story here from WTKR in Mississippi. A Memphis hospital has fired an employee who was recorded in a viral photo wearing a T-shirt with a noose and a Confederate flag to the polls in Mississippi. Now, he works in Memphis, lives in Mississippi. He is photographed, and I've seen the photograph. I know you have too, Dana. It was a story. You sent it to me. He's in the polling station. He's wearing a white T-shirt. It has a large Confederate flag, and over the center of the Confederate flag is a noose. Not a real noose, but it's painted onto the shirt like the Confederate flag is. Another voter at the polling station in Olive Branch, Mississippi, shared a photo of the man identified by WREG as Clayton Hickey wearing the shirt which read Mississippi Justice. On Thursday, Regional
his last name is Hickey.
Yeah, his last name is Hickey.
On Thursday, Regional One Health in Memphis confirmed the man in the photo was an employee at the hospital and that he had been fired after a thorough investigation. They issued a statement. Here it is from the hospital. As of today, November 8th, 2018, so that's yesterday, we have completed our investigation, and what we learned led to the termination of the employee in question. Regional One Health holds employees to a high standard. We are committed to upholding our mission to provide compassionate care and exceptional services to all. This includes fostering a safe and protected work and care environment for all. Behaviors like this are unacceptable and will not be tolerated. One of Hickey's neighbors tells WREG, he's nice as far as I've seen.
He's a totally nice guy until you're black.
He came out and helped me do some stuff.
He's so nice, unless you're black.
I don't think he's wanting to start trouble. He gets caught in a lot of trouble.
Who the hell leaves the house wearing that shirt, Scott?
Let me ask you a question.
I have never been so glad that anyone lost their job as I am that this guy lost his job.
Let me ask you a question. The Confederate flag is part of the Mississippi state flag. In fact, it's the last state Hang on, let me finish my thought. It's the last state that incorporates the Confederate flag as part of its state flag. Georgia did for years, and then they stopped that about 15 years ago, whatever it was. And there were other states, but they've all gotten rid of it. So it is part of the state flag. So it's kind of a tough argument to make in Mississippi that the Confederate flag is racist. Many people hold that opinion. I'm not taking that away from them, okay? But it's hard in the state of Mississippi, unless you're going to say that the Mississippi state flag is racist, and many people would make that argument.
Yeah.
But it is part of the state flag, as of today. It's the noose that gets me. Why is there a noose on that shirt? And what does he mean with Mississippi justice?
You know exactly what that means.
It means lynching.
And you know, I will say this. Very rarely do we call out a listener, but I'm going to do it here. I first saw this shirt when it went viral on very late Wednesday. This photo started to go viral. He was initially misidentified as an election volunteer, like a poll worker. And the election folks looked into it and said, yes, he was here. Yes, we remember the shirt. No, he did not work for the election board or office. So then it was only a matter of time before somebody outed him in his profession. Okay. So middays are talking about this today. And I'm thrilled he's been fired. Mm-hmm. Thrilled. And listener Richard calls in.
Richard from Olathe?
And tries to say that a noose on a shirt with a Confederate flag and Mississippi on it is not racist, that more white people were hung in the South than black people if you go back and look. I have never heard a larger crock of BS leveled on this radio station than I did this afternoon. Do not call in from 2 to 6 today and try to justify a noose on a Mississippi Confederate flag t-shirt as meaning anything other than I'm racist and please remember we used to hang black people in this state. Don't even do it. I am in no mood.
Richard in Olathe, the phone number is 576-7798.
White people.
Calling out to Richard in Olathe, you know the one, 576-7798.
I mean, really?
576-7798 to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
The message is get out and get out now. We'll explain next. Stare it. A mandatory evacuation order for the entire city of Malibu has been reinstated as one of California's major wildfires bears down on the enclave called home by many Hollywood stars. Citywide evacuation was ordered today, then scaled back, but it has again been extended to include all of Malibu. President Trump is blaming mental illness for the California bar shooting that left 13 people dead, including the shooter. Trump reporters today, Ian David Long was, quote, a very sick puppy who had, quote, a lot of problems. Investigators have not commented on a motive for the shooting or whether mental illness did play a role. A former housekeeper admits to stealing more than $500,000 in jewelry while working for a woman in Stillwell. 43-year-old Sabina Garcia Rivera of Olathe pled guilty to four separate charges. She was charged back in January with stealing the jewelry over 2 years before it was noticed in 2017. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 2:32.
We have the coldest air of the season punching into Kansas City in the near term. Varying amounts of cloud cover for the rest of today, our highs early mid-30s. Steady to slowly falling temperatures as the afternoon goes on. Northwesterly wind around 15 to 20 miles per hour. A chance for flurries in the forecast for the rest of today. Clear and very cold tonight, a low near 15. Sunny for tomorrow, the high 35. We're back to the mid-40s with dry weather Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
31 downtown, 29 Prairie Village. It's 30 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Saw him at concert once. Believe he opened up at Queen. Mountain, Leslie West. We will get to Richard in Olathe, who has answered the call to duty in just a moment. You said you want to say something first.
Well, I just want to be clear, and I don't want to get into a conversation about whether or not these things happened or to the extent which they happened, because there's no conversation to be had about it. The state of Mississippi did have the highest number of lynchings from 1882 to 1968. They came in first with recorded lynchings. And that's important, Scott, because how many people were murdered that did not make it into the history books?
No idea.
So the highest number from 1882 to 1968 of recorded lynchings with 581. That's just in the state of Mississippi. Of all of the lynchings in the United States, there were thousands in that same time period, black people accounted for 72% of the victims. So to say that more white people were lynched is just factually incorrect. 72% of recorded lynchings were victims who happened to be black. The white victims who were lynched, and there were about 1,200 of them, do you know why they were lynched?
Crimes committed, murder.
For helping black people, for being anti-lynching, and in some cases for domestic crimes. So the 1,200 white people who were lynched, the majority of those people were lynched for either helping slaves, helping them escape, being sympathetic to that cause.
Mm-hmm.
So do not call in here and try to say to me that Mississippi justice and a noose somehow means something other than what it does. That's all I'm saying.
Let me get ready for this one. Are you ready?
I'm fine.
Woosah yourself, please.
I'm fine.
Richard in Olathe. Richard, hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon,
First
Richard.
Off, can we have a conversation, or will you cut me off, overtalk me, and then when you hang up on me, belittle, deride, and bad rap me when I can't defend myself?
Well, Richard, can I respond to that?
Sure. I asked you a question.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, we rarely, if ever, talk over you. We normally, if you need to know the inside baseball of radio, sometimes when you get onto your really good rants, and by really good, I mean really bad, I will turn my microphone off. Dana will look into her microphone wanting to respond, and I will actually say to her, let him, no pun intended on the conversation, I will say to her, and she can testify to this, I will say, let Richard hang himself.
Okay, that's great. The only problem is I will let your listeners be the judge of whether you and the show previous to you talk over me, don't let me make my points, and then belittle and deride me after I hang up.
Well, we rarely talk over you, Richard. You know that's true.
Well, you're not as bad as some, but... Okay.
Let me talk over you now. You're wasting precious time. Make your points, please.
Right. So what I said today was... You wonder why people go off the handle and go in and shoot people up. You think that maybe it might be because they don't feel they're being listened to. They've got some mental problems in the first place. And people that fire them and just make their lives worse are actually adding to the problem. Do you think that possibly could have anything to do with anything?
Are you, in essence, making excuses for people who engage in mass murder?
No. What I'm saying is I see how it happens. I don't condone it, but I see how it happens. Because we have some pretty disturbed people in this country. And rather than ostracize them, it might be better to maybe talk to them. And some people, you do change their minds. Look at all the Nazis and the people that have those tattoos all over them and stuff that end up getting away from that stuff. And why is that? Because one good person actually talks to them and says, you know, hey, you know, you got a point there about this and that, but, you know, I think you're wrong. And you can talk over people. You can argue with them. You can be very, very happy that they're fired and now they may not have a job and their family will be punished. But did you make that person better, or did you get them caught up in their own hate and make them worse?
Richard,
these are questions that decent people should ask themselves.
Sure.
Am I making this situation better, or am I making it worse?
You do not deny that a healthcare company has the right to fire someone for wearing a racist T-shirt.
Absolutely. And if someone on that other show this morning would have taken long enough to have a conversation with me, they would have known that that's my position. I've owned companies, and who I hire and who I fire is my business. The government has nothing to say about it as far as I'm concerned.
That's true.
Now, if you want to come up with all these little petty laws that I can't do this and I can't do that, you know what? I can do whatever I want to, because I'm going to find a way around you.
But Richard,
I'm going to do that.
The issue that I took with your call earlier was not whether or not the government has the right to put its nose in your business or whether you have the right to fire or hire whom you choose. The issue I have with your statement earlier is that you tried to justify that T-shirt and suggest that it could have meant something else.
That's not true.
It is true, Richard.
No, it's not.
Well, hang on, Richard. Wait. If we played your call back, would you be okay with that?
Yes, and I did not try to justify why the guy wore the shirt. I was not allowed to talk long enough.
Well, you're allowed to talk now. What are you trying to say? And
what I'm trying to say to you is, get over it. Anybody that makes you feel a certain way that you want to hate and you want them fired and they make you feel like that, you know what? They don't have a problem. You do. If somebody else makes you feel some way about something, and you actually think that now because they hurt your feelings, you have a right to have them fired. You have a right to destroy their house like Tucker Carlson. You have a right to go into a restaurant and do, I'm telling you, you don't have a right to do that. And just because you have a big enough mob doesn't mean you do. That's not a civilized society
but
that
Richard,
we're operating.
Does it not bother you that someone would flaunt the murders of thousands of people in the South in a deeply hurtful, harmful era of the United States, that we're still dealing with the fallout of that today? It doesn't bother you at all that someone would walk around flaunting the murders of all of those Americans?
Those are your words, not mine. Yes, it bothers me, but I'm not going to get bent out of joint to where I want to go and retaliate against that person and have them fired. And I think that that's taking it too far.
Okay.
I have a right to be offended. You have a right to be offended. But whenever my offenses are more important than your offenses, then we have a problem. And that this is what has happened in our country that so nobody can figure out. And I'll tell you, it's very easy to figure out. People don't feel they're being heard. People think that one side gets to say or do whatever they want to, but the other side can't do anything.
Well, I will say this, Richard. You have been heard twice today, and the entire state and country, for that matter, has listened to this racist down south. He clearly wanted people to hear him because he walked into that polling place with a smile on his face and a shirt that has a noose and the Confederate flag and reads Mississippi Justice on it. It means nothing more than making fun of the lynchings.
Richard, stop.
That's your opinion.
Now, Richard, you know, there are times, I'm going to be honest with you, my friend, there are times you actually make sense to me. Okay? And hang on just a second.
Scott, all I'm saying, Richard,
do not berate me for interrupting you and then interrupt me, okay?
I agree.
Thank you. There are times on this show where you actually make sense to me, where you have, dare I say, a good point. And there have been several times in this call where I've had to sit here quietly and listen to you and not disagree with you because I agree with you. Now, Richard, there is no other way as a, I think you leaned farther right than you lean left, as I do, although some people are probably laughing in their cars. There is no other way to interpret this shirt with a Confederate flag and a noose and the words Mississippi Justice than to be anything more than an endorsement or some sort of bizarre bad joke in favor of lynching black people. There's no other way to look at it.
And I think you're wrong there. I think, but and I'll tell you why. I think you're wrong there because I think some people do stupid stuff that really don't see an underlying meaning to things. Maybe because they're not that racist, and that doesn't appear to be a big deal to them. That was Mississippi Justice. They did do that. There's no getting around
Richard,
it.
Richard, he's not talking, or he's not. He's not wearing this shirt saying
as
that he's
a historical,
you know,
reference.
Boy, you know, I remember the good old days in Mississippi where they took white guys out into the city square and hung them by their necks because they had stolen something from the local store. That's not what he's saying. You know better, Richard.
I don't know better. Okay. I presume that that's what he was saying, just like you. I presume that. But when we know things and we have reason to believe things, there's two different things there. And firing people and you know, causing more havoc in someone that's already somewhat disturbed, I would say. I don't see where anything's to be gained there. Are we going to take all people that we did that don't think exactly like you or me, and are we going to ostracize them from society?
If they work in patient care, the answer is yes.
Richard, let me put you on hold just so you can hear your call from earlier today because I haven't heard it. Go ahead, Rod.
Immediately, what do we go to when we see a noose? It's about black people. Well,
right.
You know
it is
what?
About black
it
people.
Is about it.
No,
what else is it about?
Yes.
What does a noose mean to you in the South, Richard?
It means that people are hung. There are more white people hung in this country than there ever were black people. Now, I don't like, I could be sensitive because I'm part Native American, 50%. I could say, you know, I don't like cowboy hats. So every employer that wears a cowboy hat, every employee that wears one, well, they should be fired because Richard's offended.
Richard, Dana read the statistics.
So how did I justify hanging black people?
You tried to say, Richard, and there is no defending that this shirt could have been about white people, that more white people were hung. That is just flat out not true. You know it's not true.
It is true. Dana, now I don't know where you got your little statistics at, but you honestly believe that of everyone that was hung in the United States, black people were 3 or 4% of the population.
They accounted, Richard, for 72.5% of the lynchings.
Says who, Dana? Says who? Where did you get that?
There are multiple websites.
From Snopes or from...
Well, Richard, where did you get yours?
First of all, the NAACP website. And listen to me, Richard. It's 72.7% of people lynched were black. Those are the recorded
lynchings. Now, Richard's going to argue with this that white people weren't lynched.
Those are the
so
cities and the counties that agreed, because they didn't think there was anything wrong with it, to put those down in the history books.
Okay, all right.
72.7% were black. There is no saying with a straight face that more white people were lynched. That is a load of malarkey, and you know
it. I'm putting a stop to this. Richard's just going to simply argue lynching and hanging are different things, and we're going to go round and round about the definition of having your neck broken and your throat suffocated by a rope. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I need CBD by the truckload right now. Honest to God. 576-7798.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Give Scott and Steve a call. I just popped in there this week. As a matter of fact, have a couple things tweaked. They will design something for you, sell it directly to you. If you want something in time for Christmas, get on the ball now. Call Scott and Steve by private appointment only. Sit down with them. You can sketch something out on a napkin. They will design something for you, with you, like they did with my mother's ring. And then they will sell it and deliver it directly to you. There is no middleman. And in most cases, because of that, the price is about half, or in some cases even better. We had a woman redo her wedding ring, and it was a whole lot better than half price. I've always said, price them first, price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale prices in the fine jewelry and diamond industry will not be beat. It's not possible. Give them a call. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Let's do it.
Well, the train, the grinder switch is running right on time, and the Tucker boys
are cooking down in Carolina. Calling in from Clinton, Missouri. Nancy, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I just want to comment. Listening to Richard, there was just so much ignorance in that call.
I've never wished for a stroke more in my life.
So, I live south of Kansas City. I have grown up in the sticks. I know people that fly the Confederate flag on their porches, and they're not flying it because they were a fan of the Confederate, because of the Civil War. It is because they hate black people, and that's what people have turned it into, is that it's a signal of racism. I mean, there's just no way to argue that. And and also, Dana, I'm a registered nurse.
Yeah.
Having worked in healthcare since, for 30 years, you said that you hold us up to a standard, and in a way that's flattering, but, you know, we're people too, and we make mistakes. There's all different kinds of nursing. I just don't know that I agree that we have to be held up to a particular standard.
Nancy, can I ask you a question about that? Because I know that, Scott, we've talked about this with teachers and all kinds of public servants.
And I'm with Nancy. Yeah. I think it's unfair.
I think it's unfair until you are talking about something so horrifying as just blatant in-your-face racism. And here's why.
True.
If you are in patient care, first of all, the hospital had every right to fire this guy, and I'm glad that they did. You get to a point where someone is openly espousing their racist views that they really can no longer be entrusted with the general public when it comes to healthcare. You know, can you imagine, let's say Travis's mother goes into the hospital, or grandmother, and she is a black woman, and she ends up being cared for by this man who openly wore a noose and Mississippi Justice on his shirt. You start to see where there's an enormous issue there, not only just with humanity and the care that I would be worried about them receiving, but it opens the hospital up, they'd be the first to tell you this, to enormous legal liability. Not that I want to make this about legal liability, but really for the hospital, it comes down to, we cannot have someone like that on our staff, because the first time something goes wrong with a patient who happens to be black, what's that going to look like?
No, I agree with you. I listened to the conversation, what was it, last week or right after Halloween, the girl that had blackened her face to be Beyonce. Listened to that conversation as well, and had heard you made the comments that we're held up to a higher standard. And,
sure.
And yeah, but we make mistakes too.
Absolutely. Were you surprised she was fired, Nancy?
I was surprised she was fired.
You were? Okay.
Yes, I was. And I mean, we make mistakes. And I see, being a nurse and having worked in several different areas, I'm a psych nurse now, and we get, you know, it happens a lot with the patients, too. The patients, I had a black nurse that I work with, and she was drawing blood on a patient, and he absolutely was rude. Don't you touch me. Don't you touch me. Because she was black. And so, you know, we put up with a lot of crap, too.
Yeah, I actually think the blackface nurse should not have been fired. I don't think she's racist. I think she made a stupid decision, made a mistake. It was dumb, but I don't think that, you know, being naive and being silly and being stupid necessarily equates to racist.
Real quick, there was a nurse that called in earlier and said, I think one of the reasons she was fired or anyone in that position would be fired is because on her public and open Facebook page, she identified herself as a nurse for, I believe, the St. Luke's system. Mm-hmm. And so then you've connected your blackface decision to St. Luke's right there on your front page.
I understand.
And not that she wouldn't have been fired had she said, I work in healthcare. Right. Generically, mm-hmm. but the minute you put on your profile for the world to see, hey, I'm a nurse at St. Luke's, and here's a photo of me in blackface, St. Luke's is going to have a problem with that.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Stern.
Happening now on KMBZ, a post-election lawsuit. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.